I'm wondering, with today's climate, we have the extreme right wing and we have the Tea Party and all this. You kind of wonder what he'd be thinking, writing, saying. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have him here commenting on this time?
Yeah, you know, I think about that a lot. There was a moment at Obama's inauguration concert when Bruce Springsteen and Pete Seeger led millions of people around the world singing This Land Is Your Land. And again, integrating the song into popular consciousness and mentality. We're all in this together. So you can have everybody singing their songs and including this land as opposed to separating it. It's an inclusive song. I really looked up at that moment. I was awfully teary-eyed, and I thought, oh, man, that song, Your Time Has Come. I couldn't have thought of a prouder moment for me. And that has nothing to do with just politics. It has to do with an African-American president. And we are moving forward. We are moving ahead. There's always forces that want to hold back to the familiar. And again, I'm very generous of spirit about all the different parties and their different things. I'm very, very generous of spirit because I really understand. My dad taught me this. Everyone has a point of view because of their experience and because of their interests. You know, the bankers, they have interests. You can't put it down. You can't be stupid and say, oh, they're all bad or anything like that. Wouldn't it be great if we had a world of great people who were bankers? I need a banker. I need someone to help me save money and explain money to me. I need a guy like that. I need industry. I need manufacturing. I need a job. We're all in this together. So I'm very much against anyone who pits anybody against anybody. I'm very generous that way, and I really believe that if you really looked beyond the facade and all the costumes and the branding, everybody's branding everybody else, and it's just bull. It really is bull. I see behind it a lot of really good, kind people out there of every party, of every religion, and of no religion, of every gender and of transgender. I really look at the human being inside, and if you really sat everybody down in a circle and said, what are your concerns deeply? You know, don't bull me. What do you really care about? I think we'd come up with top three priorities that we all share together, and the differences have to do with methodology. How are we going to get there? How do you fight branding? You know what? You don't pay any attention to it. You leapfrog over it. Visionaries look way down the road. I'm not looking at this afternoon in one sense. I'm looking at 100 years from now. And that's what Woody did. That's what visionaries do. So that's my advice when I see all the pettiness. And I really think it's childish. I'm 60 years old, and I see people older than me acting like they're in nursery school. The behavior is of nursery school level, kindergarten, when you say to one kid, don't bully. You can't get away with this in kindergarten. You can only get away with it in politics. But it's that kind of behavior. If there was an adult in the room, you'd be sent to the corner for a minute of silence. So my philosophy and my methodology is to work with visionaries and just leapfrog over all of this pettiness and get to the common ground that we all want to get to in the near future or far future, however we get there. We got to just move forward.
And maybe you've already answered my question here. What do you carry with you that is a direct influence from Woody? And you've already at least spoken to part of that. Is there any more to that?
I have very curly hair. I carry genetically certain traits that are unmistakably Guthrie. And a lot of visionary ideas, actually. A lot of interest, curiosity. I'm really curious about everybody and where they come from and where they're going. One of the reasons I like doing the work I do is because in this day and age, when you become a singer or a pop star or something like that, it becomes harder and harder for you to walk down the street with a hot dog in your hand and hear what people are saying and look at them like a fly on the wall. And I really like that. I'm a street girl from Brooklyn, so I've really positioned myself in a way that I feel very much in touch with the pulse of ordinary people on the streets. Not only that, I really like them. I have a real affinity. They're my kind of people. I carry that with my dad also. You know, the guy that sells fruit in the stands is a fun guy to hang out with. My plumber is funny. I like that kind of relationship with people. I find those people much more friendly, personable, amusing, nice than most people who are either in high offices or looked upon highly in society. Those people tend to be pretty boring because they actually lose touch with everybody else. They can't help it. I mean, I know so many people who can't walk down the street anymore. They're bombarded with autograph seekers or whatever. It's kind of a shame. I wouldn't want to live that kind of life. So I'm here in Tulsa. I'm walking around the streets, going into shops, talking to people. What do you do? Who are you? Just friendliness.